Back, and you're still listening to Rock O'Clock.
It's so serene.
It is.
We just got it in the motion, just started playing music, and we couldn't stop because we were just too relaxed.
Yep, and we found a robot with our metal detector, and the robot
is serving us.
He threatened to take over the radio show, but it turned out to be one of those passive robots.
I hot-wired it anyway, changed out.
Yep.
It's programming from aggressive and hostile to servitude.
It had 50s technology on the back, so we just turned the dial to servitude.
from evil to good.
It was pretty easy, actually. We're like, how are we going to foil his evil plan to enslave all of human society? And then it's like, oh, there's that dial on the back.
So convenient.
So we distracted him, and Brian turned it down.
Now he's making us cocktails.
Yep, Mai Tais. Yep, that's right. What did we listen to? So that we haven't talked in a while.
It's true.
So it's important to communicate.
We just heard from the most excellent new Deer Hunter record called Monomania and a track called Pensacola. And it's a pretty fun record, actually. I think that Bradford Cox got over his extreme depression that was quite obvious in the last record before that, which was a really good record, but it lost some of the fun of Deer Hunter, and now it seems to be back a little bit.
That was my first introduction to Deer Hunter, was the last one.
I really liked that record too, but
so this was weird. I thought, this is kind of strange.
He's happy again.
He is.
So that's nice for him. And before that, you heard from Ostra and a track called Hurt Me Now. You heard from Zeus and Strong Mind. You heard a track from Camera Obscura, and it's called something. I can't read your handwriting because it's something.
It's called
else.
Derek Can't Write Things. It's called Let's Get Out of This Country by Camera Obscura.
And then you heard from Fur Trade and a track called Don't Get Heavy. And way long ago, almost 15 minutes ago when we first started that set, we talked about Fur Trade and how it featured the lead singer from Hot Hot Heat and another individual. And Derek thought that this was maybe a super group, but there's actually even another project that he's involved in called Mounties, which is coming out soon, which features this fella whose name is Steve Bass, who's the lead singer for Hot Hot Heat, and Hoxley Workman, and someone else as well.
Some other guy.
Who I'm sure is a big...
There's always like the third, like if it's an even number in a super group, there's always the odd number, the third wheel or the fifth wheel, that is not as well known.
Yeah, I think it was Ryan Boyle, that name doesn't mean anything to me, but that doesn't mean that it shouldn't. He just could be clueless.
He's the Jeff Lynne. If you compare like the Traveling Wilburys as the ultimate supergroup, then Jeff Lynne is like the fifth, or I don't remember how many people were in that band, but yeah, he was definitely the extraneous wheel. That was Jeff Lynne's role, even though he had his own, was a musical guy in his own right, I guess, you know? doing his thing with the ELO and Don't Bring Me Down. And that's my trivia. That's my musical trivia.
Wealth of knowledge.
That's right.
And that encyclopedia of your head.
That's right. Ask me anything about ELO. Go ahead.
What does ELO stand for?
Electric Light Orchestra.
Oh, you know everything.
That's don't test me beyond that. Just tell me. I know Jeff Lynne's in it, and they have that one song and what the abbreviation is, and that's it. Don't ask me.
I really threw you a softball there a little bit.
You did. I appreciate it. Don't shame me in front of the audience.
We're going to move on to a track by The Caravan, who are a pretty cool hip-hop group out of Halifax, and their sophomore release just came out, and it's self-titled. And they played here in St. John on Canada Day and put on a really cool show. It's always nice when some hip-hop comes to town, because it's a rarity sometimes. So that was really nice, and you should definitely check out this record. We're going to hear a track called The First Thing I Do, and then I'm going to throw it over to Derek, and Derek will make some selections for your pleasure.
Indeed. That's my shtick. So here it is. All that music that Brian was just talking about.
The Caravan.
Here you go.
Now can you feel that right there, that space, that silence inside keeps colliding with violence, trying to ride us, hiding the side of who we used to be. Can you sense that subsidence, a decline in the quality, defining anthology, the myth and the math of my cryptic methodology, bastardized in the wink of an eye, the slink of a guy, he's waiting for the pinnacle prize, the apex up in the sky, the miracle buy-in, gambling it all and wondering why, when his tower tumbles right to the ground, leaving debris and masterpieces strewn all around. The base from a broke down castle foundation cracks if it's built like an asshole, made laughable after the actual masters of mics unload and make it tactful.
The first thing I do every morning,
I'm kicking free verse, walking out the door.
The last thing I do every night,
reassess the verse, go rip up some more.
The first thing I do every morning,
kicking the free verse, walking out the door.
The last thing I do every night,
I'm reassessing the verse and go and rip it up some more. I crack a cup of coffee, open my eyes up and analyze on the back porch, stump my times up. I try to find a better way to rhyme the lines up. Got that hindsight force up in the limelight. Lights bright, so I shine it to the right sight. Open minds, keep it real, don't bark unless you wanna bite. Don't start shit unless you really wanna fight. I'm just a peacekeeper flowing on my own mic. A pacemaker, yeah, I keep it rolling so tight. One goal, I'm gonna outlive your stereotype. Cause they got avenues to the news, so the news with the new deuce twos. Packing two, make a move on those dudes who keep losing the cool over you and your crew. Now what you gonna do? Pull out and bust through them with the tool. Man, I can't make it, the choice is all you. But the
first thing I do every morning,
I'm kicking free verse, walking out the door.
The last thing I do every night,
reassessing the verse, I'm gonna rip up some more.
The first thing I do every morning,
I'm kicking a free verse, walking it out the door.
The last thing I do every night,
reassessing on the verse, I'm gonna rip up some more. Ha! Complex like a con man's conscious, a constant compliment's a common constant. Cross the road and keep on with your comments. Eyes wide observing for the lies, I'm swerving in disguise and rolling in the ride, searching out the outlet before I die. Is it the right way to kick at the right time to shine? Looking back later, will I cross the line while I'm fiending for a future where I got the time to hold the focus on some potent, potentially dopest, overflowing flow gates are open, controlling controls to EQ the vocals, the folk rap mogul, ripping up with the old school amid the 1990s where you find me flexing flow before we sold it for diamonds.
Every morning,
I kick a free verse and walk it out the door.
The last thing I do every night,
I'm reassessing the verse, then I rip up some more.
The first thing I do every morning,
man, I'm kicking a free verse, walking it out the door.
The last thing I do every night,
reassess the verse, then rip up some more.
Oh, man. down, use carb blues. It's no time to joke around. The only solution I can think of so far is to smash out the windows with a crowbar. And as the headlights shatter into stars one by one, I curse at the road and try to knock out the sun. I kick in the corner panel, son of a whore. The paint starts to chip off as I rip off one of the doors. Piece of crap, piece of crap.
That was abrupt. There's feedback on the ocean.
Sometimes the ocean's delayed.
Yeah, there's some delays, and sometimes is that robot?
You know when you're at the beach and sometimes the ocean just stops there for like 10 seconds?
And sometimes...
You know how it is.
The robot, the 50s technology robot that you dig up, that was going to
make noises.
Yeah, so that was the robot that did it. Yeah, so it's getting close to the end of the program. The program is, of course, Rock O'Clock, if you're just tuning in. You've tuned in much too late. The show runs every Monday from 1 until 2:30. So if you're just tuning in now, you get to hear one more song and some beautiful ocean sounds, and that's that.
But you can also check it out for download at radioforall.net or by searching in iTunes podcast service for Rock O'Clock. You can subscribe and everything, and then Rock O'Clock will be brought to you with zero effort every single week.
That's right. There you go.
In the last set, you heard the OCs, Deerhoof, Buck 65, The Caravan, and more. If you want to know more than that, go check it out online. We'll have the full track listing there because we're sort of running out of time here.
Yep. So we're going to finish off the show with a song from the Slate Pacific, a Fredericton band. I don't believe they're still together anymore, but I could be wrong. I'm pretty sure they're not together, but as usual, the possibility always exists of me being wrong because I'm a human, not a 50s technology robot. The song is called OEC, and that's going to finish it up for us. Stay tuned for lots of other great program on Local 107.3 FM, and tune in next week because that's where all the dynamic excitement is on a daily/weekly basis.
Goodbye.
Bye, everyone. And that's the improv of the week.
More Mai Tais, robot.
Yeah.
Bought the first four records on OEC.